This is Flight Training the Way I See It with Mike Schiffer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Flight Training the Way I See It with your host, Mike Shiflett. That's me. And this is the March 2026 podcast and video newsletter. And we're going to cover some interesting things today. We're going to cover recommendations from the Part 141 modernization team is going to be published in the Federal Register soon. So as most of you know, I sat on some subcommittees on that. So I've got detailed information here for you and a place where you can see it all happen on April the 1st. So talk about that a little bit. Then we're going to talk about a product we just released, another update to our products, and that's our airspace flashcards. We'll tell you what's been updated and how you can get those. And then also we're going to talk about the Flight Instructor Instrument Airplane PTS is set to become an ACS fairly soon. We're going to talk about that as well. Then we'll talk about a product that I'm working on right now. It's almost done. We're just about ready to release Commercial Pilot Airplane Single Engine Land Smart Study Pro course and audio course with PDF companions. And there's also some video component to it if you're in a place we could watch video, but it's built for audio on your way to and from the airport. And then we'll have three pro tips for you, like usual. So let's get after it. So recommendations from the Part 141 modernization team will be published. So the last meeting in the Part 141 modernization team was in early March. I attended both days of that and also sat on several subcommittees. And it's so nice to see our recommendations reflected in the new Part 141 regulations as proposed after everything comes out of rulemaking. Now, Jeff Wolf from the National Flight Training Alliance, the person, two people, him and Lee, leading this with the FAA, led most of the meeting to go over the recommendations, so the consolidation of all the recommendations from all the subcommittees. The idea here was to write the recommendations on what the new FARs would look like. So in that way, we're handing the FAA an easier to manage document and is already formatted and contains regulatory language. So it looks, feels like FARs, you say, here are the new ones. So he was going over all the recommendations, and to do that, he had both a red line document showing the current FAR with the red line changes, which is what he showed to us, and he also had a clean document showing what the new rule would look like. This process took up the majority of the two-day meeting, so he was basically going through all of that. This document will be published in the Federal Register on April the 1st of 2026, so you have a chance to review it and comment on it. Let's look at some of the main changes and how they have big impact on Part 141, assuming they get embedded or indoctrinated into the new rule. Before we start that, rulemaking takes a bit, so I'm not expecting this to come out like soon. This is going to be years in the making, but I don't think it's going to be like Mosaic 10 years, but I think it's going to be order of 2 to 4 years. This is my guess. It's only speculation. And if we get it in a quicker time, great. So here are some of the main changes with the most impact now. So number one is the creation of a central management office. So one office to rule them all, where permanent staff work on all 141 initial certifications, changes, and provide a standardized department where anybody, including FISDOs, can get answers to Part 141 questions. This office will take on the duties of reviewing applications and training course outlines, TCOs, and will handle changes and the processing of the newly created pilot manual, which we basically took, we stripped the administrative details like classroom sizes, facilities, those sorts of, who the chief pilot, all that stuff. We took that out of the TCOs and made a separate document. So those kind of administrative changes could not have to change anything to do with the TCO, which is approved by the FAA page by page, right? And so that administrative changes won't require FISDO or the CMO to touch the TCO. So currently this is a very, very lengthy process. You know, Amber Whittle's been waiting on a change for their VA stuff. They have to change their TCOs, and it's taken so far just a change of word instead of should to shall in all the TCOs, taking more than 8 months, okay? Because FISDOs have a lot more to do than just certification of a 141 school. That's kind of the bottom of the barrel activities. Safety is number one, so they'll do accident investigation first, enforcement, surveillance, and then if there's time, they do all the other things, okay? Number two is the implementation of a two-tiered Part 141 school. So it's going to be two tiers. The first would be for small and new schools so people can get their feet wet, where the approval process is easier than it is today. This is to encourage Part 61 schools to become Part 141 schools. Now, the second tier would require a school to develop and use a QMS, a quality management system, which tracks items that need to be changed, addressed, and flight training. The first tier still requires a QMS, but it doesn't have to be as sophisticated as the one in the two-tier approval process. Now, I was very adamant, me and Alfredo, which is Wayman, Alfredo Louis, from Wayman Aviation previously, we wanted to protect our small flight schools and say, look, we don't want to burden a school with putting all these IT department in and extra safety people and all these people to review this stuff when we could just do this on an Excel spreadsheet for a small company, So the idea here is we're not going to define what the QMS is, just what it needs to do, okay? So Embry-Riddle can have a detailed look in their flight training process as they want hire 40 people to work on that. That's all fine, but I still want our small schools to be able to do it on a spreadsheet, Google Sheets or something like that. Now, another good change will be that if you're a two-tier school, you can use your QMS, your quality management system, to make changes to your TCO's syllabus on the fly as you need to without approval. So you say, QMS is telling me that we need to stop going to this airport, or we can add this airport, or we can do something with students who are failing under this instructor or under this this new thing that the FAA has. And we can change, see that dynamically happen with QMS, and then we can make a change right on the fly. And we just need to inform the CMO, the Central Management Office, of the change. Currently, this has to be done by a POI, a Primary Operations Inspector at the FISDO. And again, it can take months and months to achieve this, where we still have the problem, but we can't do anything about it. So this is all to improve flight safety and quality of training. A fourth thing is the chief pilot is going to have more authority. So, for example, the FISDO has to approve all Czech airmen, right? And this takes so long that sometimes the instructor has left for the airline job by the time the inspector approves it. In the new rule, the chief pilot can approve the Czech airmen, among other things. So chief pilots are going to have more autonomy and more ability to do some things that require currently FAA approval at the inspector level. The fifth thing is examining authority will be available for two-tier schools. It will no longer be based upon a first-time pass rate of 90%. Instead, it will be based upon how the school uses their QMS to modify training and improve it and the quality of the pilots in training. So that's going to be something new. Hopefully we get that. Number six, the need to renew your 141 certificate every 2 years will be eliminated. There's never been a good reason for that. It's simply if you have a QMS and you're able to show what your pass rate is, you're able to show how your training has been changing to reflect what's happening in the QMS, then there's no reason. So there was never really any good reason to have a two-year renewal. I mean, we have now the ability to see in QMS what's going on and make changes dynamically, and that should be sufficient, and that's what we're saying. So as long as your quality is good enough and you're using your QMS appropriately to make changes, there'll be no reason to go through any kind of other process. Number seven, grading scales will be standardized from 1 to 5, 5 being the best score in maneuvers, stage checks, and of course checks, things like that. Schools will be able to continue to use their own grading scales, but any required reporting to FAA about a pilot's performance or the school's performance will be on the 1 to 5 scale, so that data across the 141 schools can be standardized. And the last thing I wanted to cover is number 8, flight training devices, time allowed to be counted, and the use of other technologies such as VR goggles to replace the need for the 135 degrees of monitor space that you would normally need to get circling approaches approved in your flight training device now could be just constrained to the goggles. So, or other things. So we're making the language fairly generic. So as technology changes, we don't have to rewrite the rules, okay? So there's a lot more to this. So check it out in the Federal Register on April 1st and download that proposed changes to 141 so you can see them for yourself. Okay, now we're going to talk about CFI Bootcamp's airspace flashcards. They've been updated. The airspace flashcards is currently now 300 pages. It's a PDF document containing scenarios on airspace for identifying, cloud clearances, visibilities, entry requirements, speed limits, ADS-B requirements, special use airspace, special VFR, and so on. And so it's covering pretty much all the airspace. So on these things, I want to show you what it looks like. So it's been completely reformatted. It's in our new style. It looks a lot cleaner. And it has 32 additional airspace scenarios. We didn't have speed limits in there before. We didn't talk about special VFR and so on and so forth. ADS-B, so now it's in there. So as an example, we have these chapters, identifying airspace, cloud clearance, visibilities, equipment requirements, speed limits, special flight rules, and special air traffic areas. And then we've got Class A airspace exceptions. I don't know if you know about those, but there's some places where Class A doesn't exist. Ooh, above 18,000 feet. Look at Part 71 as a hint. FAR Part 71. And special VFR. So you can see the document is 301 pages. And so what it looks like then is, so let's look at identifying airspace. There'll be a black arrow, and it will point to somewhere. And there'll be a question posed, like, what is the airspace at 1,000 AGL? And on the next page, it will have the answer with an explanation. So answer is Class G, and there's the explanation. Now, I know you, if you're listening as a podcast, you're not able to see what I'm showing, but basically I'm showing that book and get the idea of it. So this is a way to test yourself, right? So otherwise you'd have to have a CFI with you in order to do this task, right? It wouldn't be possible for you to do on your own. You wouldn't know if you got it right, right? So this is quite good. I've added, like I say, 32 more scenarios to that. It's been completely reformatted to have a good look and feel. It's available now at CFIbootcamp.com. If you go to the top of our website, you'll see other, and you can say digital products, and you'll find that airspace flashcards in there. And it's going to have a price increase real soon. So if you're interested in getting that, I would do that right now. It might double in price. I'm not sure. Currently, I think it's $19. I think it's going to at least go double. So it was always undervalued for the underpriced. So if you want that, I'd have a look at that now. Okay, let's move on. The Flight Instructor Instrument Airplane, PTS, is soon going to be an ACS. So that's in the works. So the Flight Instructor Instrument Airplane, CFI PTS, soon going to be an ACS. And I don't have a date yet, but it shouldn't be that long. I would anticipate June, July timeframe. This should clean up some of the areas of the current PTS that can still be tested, such as ADF, NDB, certain weather charts that are no longer in use, and so on. Now, as a side note, the Sport Pilot PTS is going to remain a PTS and will also be updated shortly to align with the new Mosaic Sport Pilot regulation. So be on the lookout for both of those. And we'll shoot you off an email when that happens so you're aware of it, even if it's off cycle for a newsletter. Well, as soon as we know about it, we'll let you know. So CFI Bootcamp, that's us, is about to release the Commercial Pilot Airplane Single Engine Land Smart Study Pro Course. This is a audio course designed in audio. There is some video if you want to watch it, but there is video there, but you don't have to watch it. It's designed to be listened to, and there are also companion PDFs that you can watch later, you can look at later. So as I write this article, I have five now more. It says six there, but there's five more audio video presentations to complete this project. This product covers all the knowledge, risk, and skill elements for every area of operation and task, all the tasks in the Commercial Pilot Airplane Single Engine Land Certification Standards, Airman Certification Standards, ACS. It's designed to be listened to when you can't access video content. So I did record video, but it isn't essential to watch it. There's also companion PDFs for each presentation. These include images, sometimes notes, and other extra content to support the presentation and to help you get the stuff in your head. The course is approximately 10 hours long. It's ideal to prep for a lesson on your drive to the airport or review after a lesson. It's also terrific to prepare for a check ride. It's a complete what you need to know about each knowledge element, each risk element, and each skill. It's also great when preparing for the Flight Instructor Airplane Single Engine check ride. All the maneuvers are the same as in the Flight Instructor ACS. In addition, most of the content on technical subjects like weather, cross-country, flight planning, airworthiness, and so on is nearly the same or the same. So the course is designed by a former FAA and CAA pilot examiner. That would be me. And the same person also narrates it. So I'm talking to you, telling you what you need to know about things. Now, this course will be offered at one half price of list when it's released in April. So to get the deal, you're going to need to be added to the early access list. So look out for that in your email. I know you can't do that if you're driving or listening to the podcast, but you'll get an email when it's available because you're on our email list. This is how come you probably know about the podcast. If you're not on our email list, go to cfibootcamp.com, go all the way down to the bottom and opt into our newsletter. And then we will be sure and get that off to you when that time comes. It's going to have a 2 or 3 day buy window to get the half off. After that, it'll go back to list. And it's going to list for about $200. And so its early access is going to be about $100. So you can go to our website, go to the bottom, opt in. You can send us an email, info@cfibootcamp.com, to be added manually. But if you add yourself to one of our email lists, like the one at the bottom of the first page for the newsletter, then you'll get it straight away. All right, let's talk about some pro tips. Let's talk about making money from your couch. I do that all the time. I don't leave my house sometimes, and you know, I can make $300, $400, $500, $600 doing remote ground instruction via Zoom. You don't always have to be in an airport. You save the commute, you save the gas, save the time, you save the energy, the aggravation, and you have a controlled environment, most likely. But in order to do that, you need to take a Zoom course on how to present lessons via Zoom. Somewhere on YouTube, somewhere you'll get them for free to get ready, because attending a Zoom meeting and presenting are two different things. So learn how to allow others to share your screen, how to share your iPad, phone, so on. That's going to take a little bit of time, a little bit of effort on your part. But if you do that, you won't have to go to the airport necessarily. Now, you may want to go to the airport, but on certain days, it just doesn't make sense. It's easier to do it remotely. Okay. Number two pro tip is get your Advanced Ground Instructor Certificate, your AGI, even if you have a CFI. Some good perks come along with an AGI. Let's look at them. You can give ground instruction for any certificate or rating, even if you don't have the rating. So you can give glider, you can give balloon, if you know that stuff. You can also endorse someone to take a knowledge test for any certificate or rating, anyone. And you don't need to keep track of the results. So if you use your CFI, you need to keep the tracking of pass, fail, the results for 3 years. So you don't need to do that under your AGI. Next thing you can do is you can endorse someone for the FOI without meeting the initial first-time CFI training requirements. That's 61.195 hotel. Using your CFI, you'd need to meet that. So that's a perk there too. Not such a big one, but it's there. Also, you can't get a gold seal on your CFI certificate unless you have either an AGI or Instrument Ground Instructor Certificate, IGI. Now, the gold seal, you normally have a black seal on your flight instructor certificate. But if you pass in 2 years, 10 people went through your program. 10 people were recommended for a practical test, I should say. And 8 people passed on the first time. And you have an IGI or AGI, you can get a gold seal. It's by IACRA application. Okay? So, and then the last thing is you can get in some teaching practice. And this makes the whole CFI training process a lot easier when you elect to do your CFI. Okay, last pro tip. Yay, last pro tip. Upgrade your ForeFlight subscription to premium. There's a lot more you can do when you have this level, especially when you're teaching. For example, you have a profile view and you can show your flight plan, your track in a corridor, and you can select the corridor width if you want. And you can show clouds, the tops and bases. You can show icing, turbulence, and airspace along your flight plan. So that's quite handy to make a quick assessment of whether you can do something even VFR. You can also fly your flight plan in 3D view. You can fly it. You can see the ground, see what's there. You can see if there are clouds. It will have representation of clouds there and so on and so forth. You can view an airport in 3D view and see ADS-B traffic. So you can have a look around where you're going or where you're departing and see if it's busy or not. Also see the terrain. You can see all kinds of things in that 3D view. Hazard Advisor is also a feature you get. It's a slider bar on a chart that shows safe altitudes for a given altitude. So basically you lay your flight plan down, or whether you have one or not, it'll still work. But you say you lay your flight plan down and you choose the slider bar and you will see the terrain we shaded. If it's yellow, you're within 1,000 feet of the ground. And if it's red, you would be within 100 feet of the ground. It also shows you obstructions within your corridor width. It shows you those obstructions broken out. So that's quite a good little quick deal to see if you can make this trip globally at the altitude that you need, okay? You also have a surface analysis chart, which you can use for teaching weather theory. And you can animate the world's winds at altitudes on a slider bar. It's amazing to see that thing. So basically, you have the whole globe, and you pick an altitude, and you'll see the world's winds shown to you in animation. like it looks like look at water moving, right? So you can see that. The other thing ForeFlight can do at this premium level is it can input performance data from your POH by serial number. So it's from your POH. And the last thing you can do is you can sync a cloud drive such as S2, Box, Dropbox, and OneDrive. Currently, it doesn't support Google Drive, which is kind of too bad, but I use that as well. But I also use Dropbox, so it's good for me. All right. Well, that is it from Comedy Central here from Palo Alto, California, where I've just finished 10 days of classes, 7-day initial, back-to-back with a 3-day CFII class, and I'll be leaving back to Miami on Saturday. So imagine the very next thing I'm going to do is record the Power Hour, because I'm going to be on an airplane on Saturday. So I've got to do that as a pre-recorded episode, and it's going to be on creating a safety culture within you and within your organization or flight school. And we're going to have very specific ideas and advice on how to do that. All right, well, that's it. Hope you got something out of this podcast today. Don't forget to check out Airspace Flashcards and when it comes available, our Commercial Pilot Smart Study Pro. All right, that's it. We'll catch you next time. See ya. This has been a production of Flight Training the Way I See It. News, tips, and opinions.